Good morning, we're Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Nun, and we're starting at in Daf Mem Tet Amud Bet at the Gemara. So we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines into the wide lines. Itmar Rav, thanks, man. Itmar Rav. So now Gemara, when we saw in the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, we saw yesterday on Ar Ba Kesef Meshrim Ba Ba Kesef. So we said, what's an on Ar? On Ar is a six. And the Mishnah understood Ona'a is Arba'a Kesef, 4 Kesef of the Shirim Arba Kesef, Lesele Shtut Lemekach. So if the transaction, right now the word, it's important to make a distinction of here. We'll see, Mekach means the value. The value is not necessarily what I paid for it. So we say 27, it's worth 24 and I sold it for 28 or I sold it for 20. So there's a 4 seller, four zuz, which is a six, of Vishud Lemekach. So now the Mishnah says, well, you know what? That's oversimplifying. It's yet a machloket, but that's the one about the idea. Something is worth something that's sold for more than a six or less than a six. Okay. So Ad Matay Mutal Achzir. Now the Mishnah asks, how long have you got? So you discover that you overcharged, or you discover that you're undercharged if you're a seller. How long have you got to change your mind? So now this is clear, this is in the direction of a buyer. And how long have you got to change? How long will it take you to go and show it to a trader, someone who understands the industry, the market, the product, or to a relative who is assuming he's also an expert, right? That's the Mishnah says. Now, Horara bitar from Belod, this sugi is known as Tagrei Delod. So in the writings of Chazal, this sugi in Baba Metzia, which starts on Mem Tet Amud Aleph Amud Bet and goes into Daf Nun, is called Tagrei de Lod, the merchants of Lod. Okay, like the merchants of Venice, that's where he got the thing from, right? It's called the merchants of Lod. Okay, so Tagrei de Lod. So Rabbi Tarfon, made, he lived in Lod. We know that from the Haggadah, right? From the Haggadah Pesach, Rabbi Tarfon, and he said like this. So Rabbi Tarfon by Lod. Ha'ona'a shmona kesef b'shrim v'arba kesef l'sel l'shlish l'mekach. It's not a six, it's a third. It's until you've gone a whole third of the way, it's not called ona'a. It's a big cooler for the merchants, right? Because now they can rip guys off in inverted commas. Right? And all the way, they got double the amount they can go before it's called ona'a. The samchut tagre lod, and as a result, the merchants of Lod became quite excited about it. Look at Russia. You beki'in b'schora u'mochim b'yoke. The Lod guys were the experts. They knew how to get the good price. They were experts in schora. They were traders of note. Maybe they came from, I don't know, from Morocco or from Persia, from Syria. I don't know where they came from. Right? And they were experts. They always get good prices. V'amar lahem, however, what did he say to them? He said, you can go a third, up to a third. So we saw a moment ago, how long have you got to go back? So until you show it to somebody. And that takes an hour or two, right? You go, you buy something in the market. You go a few doors down and you show it to somebody else, one of his competitors. He said to me, how much are you selling this for? That's a half an hour job. Rabbi Thomas said, you can charge up to a third more, right? Which is a big cooler, but they got the whole day to change their minds. Right, Amrulo. So now they said, listen, thank you, Rabbi Tarfon, for all your help. Yaniach Rabbi Tarfon mimkomeinu v'chazu l'divrei chachamim. We prefer chachamim. We prefer chachamim that the guys, we got less to go in terms of overcharging, but they've got a quicker amount of time which they've got to make their decision. It was according to Rabbanan, the guys, if it's already up to an, if it's already from a shtut, from a six, right, it's at 4 overcharge out of 24. They can, we'll see in a moment, we'll see over the Amud, or we'll see in this Amud even now, we're going to see a whole lot of sensitivities. In other words, for up to a shtut, if a guy overcharges you, let's say 3 out of 24, it's worth 24, and the overcharge charges you 27, not 28. So he didn't charge you a whole 6 more, but he overcharged you. There's a difference between that and if he charges you up to a shtut, right, exactly 4 more, or if he charges you 5 or 6 or 7 more. So there's between the value and a shtut, Ashtut and above Ashtut. Everybody with me? Right? That's not difficult, right? So in other words, a guy overcharges up to Ashtut. He charges you Ashtut more and more than Ashtut more. So see, the rules are different with regards to all those different scenarios. But now we're talking about up to Ashtut is called on. Ah, thank you, Zan. And there, at that, if a guy charges you Ashtut, so he has the right now to either get his money back or to void the sale, the value, the difference. It's limited to the time that he showed to somebody else. Rabbi Tarfon said, no, you can go all the way up to a third, but you're also giving the buyer more time to do his homework and check you out and change it. And then I went back and they said, let's stick with Rabbi Tarfon, with Rabbi Nat. So it was it, my
Darren, their reaction to Rabbi Tarfon suggests that their entire business model was to rip people off.
Not to rip people off, but to get the best price possible, to charge the highest price. So therefore, if they're charging the highest price, they're going to always, if they can charge more than a shtut, but less than a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, they aren't in the realm of ona'ah.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Tarfon says, you know what, Rabbi Nan say, once you got to a shtut, the guy can already decide to void the sale, you pay him back. I'm giving you more space. So what do they say, the merchants of Lord? We can charge just beneath a third, and we haven't got to ona'ah yet. Right? Ona'ah means that they can choose to void this out or not. They might go and show it around and come back and say, listen, you overcharged me, and then they can insist that I pay them back the money, or they void the sale. But they can't automatically void the sale. However, Rabbanan said you only got enough time to go and show it to a trader, which let's say an hour or 2 hours. So the merchants of Lord say to themselves, wow, that's worth it. Because we can overcharge him now all the way up to just beneath the shtut. They can't force us to give the sale back. They can check it out and see we overcharge them, and then maybe we'd have to refund them. But in an hour or so, we're prepared to take the risk. But once they've got the whole day to go check it, they can show it to the whole, they can drive around town. Now, you know what, it's not worth it. We'll see. Rush is going to say in a moment that these things aren't really worth it. We'll see that it's not as simple as it seemed to Rabbanan to Tagrei Lord at the beginning. So I don't think they're ripping people off. They're getting a good deal. They know how to extract the best price for the product. Okay, they're experts at extracting the best price for the product. They can set it to you and explain to you
within the law.
So the question was, if the law was up to a shtut, they were excellent at going as far as pushing the boundaries. Once you retire from expanded that boundary, so you go further now, so it gave them more leeway to play with, bigger profits. But Mamani said, but guys, they got now, I'm giving them the whole day to change their minds. They said, you know what? Whole day to change their minds. Chance they're going to come, guys, in that, they got the whole day, they're going to discover that we charge them too much, they're going to come back to us. We thought it was just within the same time that Rabbanan said that they got to give it back to somebody else, we better take a chance. But it doesn't worth it if they had a chance. I suppose their mindset is, if they're overcharging you guys so much, so he's definitely going to go now and make a real effort to find guys who are going to, you know, support his argument. And you give them all the time in the day, they'll find someone to support it. Okay. So Itmar, Rav Amar Shtut Mekach Shaninu. Ushmuel Amar Shtut Ma Ot Nami Shaninu. So the question is, what is the Shtut from? Is the Shtut on the value only, or even if it's a Shtut on the money? Now, what does it mean? Like I said, the classic example would be if it was worth 24 and you sold it for 28. So you overcharge what the value was. But let's say, you know what, let the Gemara give examples. So we're going to see, either do we look only at what the value of the product was and the price paid was a shtut more or less? Or do we say even the money that was paid was the difference between the money and the value a shtut or more or less? In other words, are we looking only at the value and saying how much was paid? Is that the difference in a shtut of the value? In other words, if the value was more, right, the shtut will be bigger as well, correct? Where if the money that was paid might be more but less than a shtut, or do we say the money? Let's look at the Gemara and explain it. So that's about Machlokes Rav Shmuel. The Gemara now gives examples. Shmuel Amar Shtut Ma'ot Nami Shanin. Shavi Shita B'Chamsha. So it was worth 6 and you sold it for 5. Or Shavi Shita B'Sheva, you sold it for 7. So here it was worth 6 and we sold it for 5 or 7. Now that's clearly a shtut of the product, the value, right? Because worth 6 and we sold it for 1 less or 1 more. So we're looking at the value of the product, and there it was a shtut in either direction. That's what Rav says. Kula amelo pligi. Says everybody agrees. The bala mekach. We after the mekach. The one I have. It's called ona. So where's the machlok? Ki pligi. Kishovi chamsha, where it's worth 5, and I sold it for 6. So now, if it's worth 5 and I sold it for 6, what did I charge? I charged a 6th. I only charged 1 more, right? It was worth 5 and it's 1 more. So if I'm looking at the amount that I paid, what did I pay? I paid 1/6 more than what I should have paid in terms of the money, but I paid 20% more of what I should have paid in terms of the value. You understand? If it's worth 5 and I sold it for 6, so do I say, look, I sold it for 6, so I paid 1/6 more than I should have paid? Or do I say, no, I paid 20% more than what it was worth? So Rav says,
it doesn't take into account real market value.
Doesn't take into account anything. It takes into account, what am I looking at? When I say shtut, one second, when I say shtut, do I say shtut only, is because according to Shmuel, if I say shtut as well on what I paid, on the money that I paid, then it's a kula for the seller when it's the buyer overpaying, right? And it's a kula for the buyer when the seller is underselling. It works in both directions. It's not a one directional thing. The question is,
worth something that you took, someone else is prepared to pay.
No, Sal, we're not discussing now whether it's worth what you're prepared to pay or not. That we're saying that there is a, you might, there's a market. We're talking about things that have got a market. Okay? We're talking about things that have got a market. Now, there are things that have got a market. There's gold. You go into the commodities market today and you'll see. There's this. That's the market price. There's a currency. You want to now change. You can't.
I want to get that because the market is, that's the creates the fair value. Here they're saying there's like an absolute fair value, and if you're off by that amount,
right? Exactly. So I'm saying
by this buyer and seller, they made the
market. Okay. So I'm saying, but now, but that's why. But the market won't move, even if there's the fair market. You can, there's still a normal range.
If you don't buy a stock,
so when you're there's a range, there's a range that you'll pay. So you'll be prepared to pay a bit more or a bit less. And that chum are allowing. And that's why we're saying only at a shtut does this kick in. Let's say that the market, the rate on the ticker, when you open up your computer, it says there that the pair of shoes, that the last deal made was made at 50 shekels, okay? Now, assuming that shoes are readily available, it's not a scarce product, okay? Assuming that shoes are readily available. You can buy these shoes anywhere. If you go to, what's that place in Tel Aviv? We're going to run out of time today. But anyhow.
But the stock market's not irrelevant.
Okay, forget the stock market. Let's say that you go down south to South Tel Aviv, where I don't know what it's called. I forgot what it's called. Where all the shoe shops there.
No.
What's it? Where the old Tachan Americas it was. Now, there are 50 shops. They're all selling the same shoes and sandals, right? So they're readily available. It's not a rare commodity that you can't lay your hands and you're going to fight with a guy and go throwing punches to see who gets the last pair of shoes. There are 10,000 pairs of shoes available. And they're all more or less the same shoes. If you walk through Canyon Renanim or Canyon in Netanya, and you got all those shoe shops, the prices are more or less the same. They were within a few shekels of each other. You're going to find the standard shoe. I'm not again talking about the most expensive shoe. So I'm at a place where there's readily available shoes. So everybody can have their spiel. This one's got a slightly softer sole. This one's got a little bit of a chook on that over there. So the prices will vary, but they're not going to vary within the range of 18% one from each other or 30% one from each other. Correct? They're going to vary. So that's the market. You're allowed to, if you're a better tradesman, you're allowed to ask for a little bit more and get a bit more. Our question is, when is it called ripping the guy off? Okay? That's what we're trying. When is it ripping the guy off? So Chachamim said in the Mishnah, a shtut. We're allowing you that 18% to play with or 15% to play with. You go over that, the guy can void the sale. And even if you overcharge him that, we'll see just now, he can come back and say, listen, you know that all the other guys are selling you 15% less just below a shtut, our money back. Now, it's not uncommon. You do supermarkets advertise, and if you find it cheap anywhere else, they'll match the money. Why do they do that? For that reason, they want you to come buy from them. So this is the real market, right? This is real markets. It's not macroeconomics 101 because that's all stupid because that supply and demand curve doesn't exist. Everyone knows that. That's the theory. This is reality,
yeah.
Right? So So now, but the question over here is as follows. When we understood the shtut in the Mishnah, so we understood the shtut in the Mishnah to mean what? That it's on the value. It comes along, Shmuel, it's only on the value. Even the money paid, let's look at the money. Is the money that you paid, is it intrinsically a shtut more or less than what you could have paid? Which reflects on the value, because it could be much more than a shtut on the, if you go by value, correct? Like we said, if it's worth six, and you pay five or seven, we understand it's a shtut of the value. But if it's worth seven or five and you paid six, so if it's worth five and you paid six, so you paid 20% more, you didn't pay a shtut more. But if we look at the money, I paid six and it was worth five. So what did I should have paid five, I paid six. So now I paid 1/6 more than what I should have paid. So I still should be back to a shtut.
But in that example, they're both shtut.
And then we both shtut. But it's one looking shtut from the money and one looking shtut from the value. Right? That's where we have to. Okay. This is where the machloket is. Because here, Rav will say, no, look at the value. Right? Ki shove cham shem shita, v'shave b'shem shita. The shmuel, I'm about to remark, the shmuel says, you go after the money. Idi v'idi ona'ave, they're both ona'a. The Rav, I'm about to make a, but Rav says, you go after the value. Shave cham shem b'shita. When it was worth five, okay, you sold it for six, so that pitul nekachave. Now when it was worth five, and you sold it for six, so that's already more than a shtut. Because 1/6 over five, you're selling it for 20% more. You can cancel the deal straight away, according to Rav. Shovi shava b'shita, and if it was worth seven, and you sold it for six, right? So what's worth if you sold it for six? So it's even less than a shtut. So there's nothing. Mechila, he says. Right? You walk away. Mechila, Shmuel. Amar Shmuel will say no. Ki amina mechila bitul mekach, hecha deleke shtut mishnei tzadim. Shmuel will say no. There's neither a mechila nor a cancellation until it's a shtut, both of the value and of what you paid. In either direction. But if it's only shtut mitzad echad, it's ona'ah. So then you'll say it's not, you can't cancel because not more than a shtut. And you don't have to forgive because not less than a shtut. It's ona'ah, it's ona'ah. Now ona'ah is not immediate cancellation. Ona'ah means that yador be'elyonah. You can go back to the guy and say, either you cancel the deal, you pay back the money. When it's more than a shtut, it's automatic cancellation. If you want.
No, knas
is you lose the sale. Guys work hard to do a deal. You lose the deal, that's the knas.
I wonder how this was enforced.
Look, even today, there's no knas if you overcharge somebody. You can cancel the deal. If you're colluding with them, the anti, I slip my mind now, what's it called? The anti-cartel and all that. You know, where you can't, like supermarkets can't corroborate price, etc. Monopoly story. But that's a different story. But if you overcharge the guy, so you'll write a letter, you'll go take him to the, what's it called? There's a protection, whatever, I don't know what it's called. The consumer protection. I don't know, what can they really do? Because then he'll say, there was a willing buyer and a willing seller. He's happy to pay, what do you want?
They get fined
because of
dairy products and everything. So.
But that's things that all got that have got pikuach, no? Things that haven't got pikuach. That's if there's supervision. If there's no pikuach on something, you can stuff whatever you want. If the guy's ready to pay, you'll pay. Okay, I'm asking, please, we got half an hour to finish a very, very complicated duff. All right. I'm making it more complicated, I know. I'm the source of the problem here. I'm at least part of the problem, I acknowledge, but let's try and go. Okay. So, anybody on all, Rav Dama Mekach, Idan Mishkabachacham Shabashina Bittel Mekachi, Ashiva Bashan Bittel Mekachi, Shmua Amaki Amina Mechila Bittel Mekach, Hecha Hilchish Dubishtai Stadium. Okay. So now, Tanan, so the Gemara asks the Kasha here on Rav, because Rav said that we only go after the Mekach. So the Mishnah says, Ona'a dalet kesef mi eshrim v'arba kesef l'sele shtut l'mekach. That's our Mishnah. Mishnah said, what's Ona'a? 4 on 24 for the value. My love, the zavin shovi eshrim. Isn't that when you sold something that was worth 20 be'eshrim v'arba for 24? Right? The Gemara says, wait a second, Rav, with Mishnah said, it's 4 out of 24 is on eyes, a 6. Isn't our Mishnah about a cash where someone's worth 20, you sold it for 24? Now, wait a second, if it was worth 20, you sold it for 24, right? So 4 out of 20 is not a shtut. It's now 20%. It's more than a shtut, correct? And that's what our Mishnah says. So why is Rav saying it's only on the value? It seems like it's even on the money as well. Ushmami na shtut ma'od na mishnah yunit lach Shmuel shorat. It was worth 20, you sold it for 24, and that's called a shtut. Now, how's that called a shtut? It's only called a shtut because we're looking at the money. You paid 24, so 4 out of 24 is a shtut. 4 out of 20 is not a shtut, and our Mishnah says it's called it a shtut. So Shmuel must be right. And what's in law? The Zavin Shove Eshrim V'Arba Eshrim. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was where you sold it for 24. You sold it for 20. The Zavin Shovi, which was worth 24, Be'eshrim. So Gemara said, wait a second. But in such a case, if it was worth 24, you sold it for 20. Who was defrauded? Yeah, the Mocher, the seller. Doesn't make sense. Look at our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? I'm a safe. The Mishnah said in the end of the Mishnah, "Ad matay mutar lahachzir." How long has the buyer got time to return the product? Bichdei sheyari letagur lekrovo. How long it will take him to show it to a relative or to some expert? Now, if it's the seller that was being defrauded, why would the buyer want to go and show it to an expert to come and return it? On the contrary. If you bought something for 24, worth 24 for 20, you get in your car, you drive away as far as possible so the guy can't find you. Right? V'amrav Nachman, lo shanu elelo, and Rav Nachman said, our Mishnah is discussing lo keach, v'amocher lo lam choser. But he says, the seller on the other hand, it's only the mocher. Look what Rav Nachman said, but our Mishnah said, how have you got to show that to go and find out if you were overcharged or not, you go to Mashtam, and Rav Nachman says, but the seller can always undo the deal. The seller is never limited on time. So it's clear that our Mishnah can't be like Shmuel, correct? Our Mishnah can't be talking about when the Mocher was Nitane. Ella must be speaking about the Zavin Shovi Eshrin V'Arba V'Eshrin V'Tamnia. You had something which was worth 24 and you sold it for 28. And now it's a 4 over a 24, which is exactly a Shtut, and that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. And that is like who? That is like Rav. So the Gemara says, now again, another Kashya on Rav. Right? Horar Rabbi Tarfon Belod. So we haven't proved anything against Rav yet. We haven't supported Shmuel yet. Now it's interesting that normally we say Alocha Rav Shmuel Malochi like Rav, but in Mamonot it's like Shmuel, right? So yeah, this is the Dina Mamonot. So Alocha should be like Shmuel. That's probably why the Gemara seems to be hammering at Rav, because it knows that the Mishnah seems to agree with Rav, but Alocha should be like Shmuel. So Rav, we're missing something here. So we're trying to find what we're missing. So the Mishnah says, "Hora, Rabbi Tarfon Belod, haonash mone kesef mi eshrim va'arba kesef leseler shlish lemekach." So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Tarfon said, "Haonash mone kesef." Rabbi Tarfon in our Mishnah never said that, right? All our Mishnah said, Rabbi Tarfon said, did say shmone kesef mi eshrim va'arba kesef leseler. Right, did say, sorry. He said shmone kesef mi eshrim va'arba, 8 out of 24, which is a third leshlish lemekach. So the Gemara says now on it, that's what our Rabbi Tarfon said. So it's a third, 8 out of 24. So Gemara says, my love, I'm speaking about a case, the Zavin Shave Shitzar Beshrim V'Arba. You sold something which was worth 16 for 24. Right? Ushma mina, shlish ma'ot na mishaninu. And now if you sold something which was worth 16 for 24, so if we're going after the value only, so how much did you charge? 50% more. Right? So how could it be a shtut? Only if we look at the money. If it was 24, then 8 is a third of 24. Then it makes sense. If we go after the value, then 8 is 50%. So it goes, no, that's not the example. Example is, Dezavin Shovi Eshrim V'Arba B'Shitzar. You sold something which was worth 24. Shovi Eshrim V'Arba Beshitza for 16. In other words, you sold it for a third less than what it was worth. The Gemara said, but again, if that's the case, then we're looking at the seller. right? And the Rabbi Tarfon himself, so you got the whole day. They got the whole day to return it. Who's got the whole day to return? Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Nachman, lo shan el lokeach, v'mochel lam chozer. Rabbi Nachman again told us the Mishnah discussing the limits on the sale, on the buyer, not the seller. So it can't be from that side. Elas, it must be the zavin shovi kaf dalet betlatin v'train. You sold something which was worth 24, right? For 32, right? And it was 24 for klatin v'train, right? It's 32. So now you sold it for a third more, right? 8, 6, 24, 24, and 8 is 32, correct. Makes sense. Okay, so basically, we haven't been able to prove that our Mishnah goes Lakshma. So we're now brings a brighter support to Lakshma. We say, Tanik of that is Shmuel. There's a brighter that would support Shmuel that says, Mishu utar alav, yazol elona. What does it mean, Mishu utar alav? I've left a lot of the Rashi's over here, but it's fine. I look at Rashi here, look at the Rashi here. The very last Rashi on the Amud, you know, if you do the first Rashi and the last Rashi, like we did all the Rashis. So we did the first Rashi yesterday, we did the last Rashi today, we've done all the Rashis on the Amud. Right? Mishe hutal, Mishe ha'ona'a alav. In other words, Mishe, the guy who was defrauded, Yado al Elyona. He's got the upper hand. What does it mean, Ketzad? Machalo shaveh chamesh b'shesh. He sold him something which was worth 5 for 6. Right, so mini tana, who was defrauded? It was only worth 5 or 6. The lokeach. Ah, so yad lokeach al yona. Ratzah metani ma'otai, or tainli mashe onitani. Now we can go back. He can say, either give me back the difference or undo the deal. Now, how much was it worth? It was worth 5, and he sold it for 6, and we call that ona'ah. If we're going off to the value of the product, so if you bought it, it was worth 5 and sold it for 6, how much is that? That's 20%. That should be bitul mekach. Should be able to cancel the transaction automatically. And yeah, he says, no, he can decide either you're paying back the money or not, which implies that the brighter support Shmuel, if we also look at the money that we're paying, if in other words, it has to be both a 6 of the value, but also has to be a 6 of the money. So if I paid 6, it was worth 5, I paid... If it was worth 5 and I paid 6, so I should have paid 5 and I paid 6, I paid 1 more of 6, which is a shtut of the money, it still stays in the realm of ona'ah. So from the buyer's point of view, it's a kula, correct? Because the guy can't cancel the deal automatically. Even though from a product perspective, he paid 20% more. But because if we look at what the value of the amount of money that changed hands, it's in the amount of money that changed hands, it's only a 6 more than what he should have paid. Well, it's a 6 from the gross type amount, right? It's 1/6 of the amount that he paid, 1 of the whole 6. It's only a shtut. It's still called ona'ah. Okay, what are you with me? Right. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Machalo shovi b'shesh. Now, from the other perspective, on the bright, this is still the brighter. Machalo shovi sheish, it was worth 6 b'chamesh. So now, who was defrauded now? Mocher. So now, yad mocher al elyona. The mocher has got the upper hand. Ratzah omero tani mikri. He can either say, pay me back another amount. Or tani mashe anitani. Tani mikri, give me back my products. Or tani mashe, or tani, or give me back the extra 5th. We see it works from both directions. Both in favor of the mocher and in favor of the seller, and we look at the money that was changed hands, not the things. So the brighter seems to support Shmuel. Okay, why are you smiling, Robert?
I just read the note of what's coming up, and it says, "Here begins an intricate section that will require a bit of extra concentration to follow the give and take of the Gemara."
Okay, so I think I said you're in shul this morning, right? What I said you shul this morning? I said we're difficult. I said short but difficult, and. That's why I wanted to rush through this, the rest of the previous stuff. But I suppose if we'd done it yesterday, it would have made our lives easier today, but we didn't. Anyhow, we'll be okay. So just a little bit of background to what's coming up right now.
Why don't we say
this?
It's basically
exactly. That's it, but no, but on the product, you look at it at face value.
It's the same thing.
No, on the product, you look at it at face value. It's only when you're paying the money do we look at it milabar. No, but I'm saying when the product is worth 5, is worth 6, and you sell it for 7, it's straightforward that it's a shtut.
How do you look at it? How do
how you look. It's different how you look at the six. Whether you take it from the total or whether you take it from, including the.
But that only affects us when it's the money, Steve. If the product is worth six, and you paid seven for it, so if you look at it like you saying always from the money, then it's going to be less than a shtut. But then no. Listen for a second. If you're looking at only from the money, it's going to be less than a shtut because it's going to be one out of seven. Where from a product point of view, it's one out of six. One out of seven is less than one out of six. So if you're looking at it like you're saying always, then you're going to end up with not being a shtut.
No, what I'm saying is the argument is the same argument.
Okay, you know what? I don't think we have an argument, so let's agree that we don't have an argument, it's the same argument.
No, I'm saying the argument is the
But let's finish the shir, let's finish this section coming up, and then we're happy to discuss it. I'm just promising you, we'll see in a moment why we need to have our heads straight for this coming. I have nothing to do with it. So I want to say one thing. This quick sugya coming up over here now, it's called Sugya de Tagre de Lod. There's a story of the Netziv of the Lojan, that there were some maskilim, you know, guys who they were lamdanim, the maskilim. They knew how to learn, but they were off going off the path, etc. Who were involved close to some goyish guy who wanted to ask them about that way he wanted to learn Gemara. So they figured, you know what, the sugya coming up over here now, you don't need background to under halachic background. It's all svara. So they're going to teach him this sugya in the Gemara, which you're going to see now in a moment. And the story goes that they taught it to him the first time, and he didn't understand it. He didn't understand anything. They went a second time, they went with him again, second time. He still didn't understand it. They went through him the third time. And when he says, close the book, I don't understand it. Yeah, the story got to the Netziv, and the Netziv said over there, said, you know what, I should actually quote what the Netziv said to do justice for it. The Netziv said that there's a clear Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov. The Torah, he says, is a Yerusha for us. Tziva lanu Moshe morasha, lanu morasha, v'lo lahem morasha. So it makes no difference how clever you are or not how clever you are. It says, this is our Yerusha. Even things which don't need a back, which don't have a strong, need a background in halacha, you still got to, it's got to be your Yerusha to understand it properly. So B'shar Hashem, we'll have siyata lishmaya, this will be our Yerusha. And use the opportunity to dedicate the shir Lilun Nishmat to everyone who's died in this war, to soldiers and to civilians, to all the tsu'im, Shever Refuah Shleima, the Chatufim, mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Anat, the last member of the Paris tank. Who else have Siyata Dishmaya in short? Okay. So now, the Gemara is like, Yibaya Lehu. The Gemara, Akasha asked in Bad Midrash. When we said, Pachot Mishtut Rabbanan, right, so we said, when it comes to a shtut, right, so now you got the choice. You can go to the guys, listen, you overcharge me, either give me back my money or take back, undo the deal. But if it's less than a shtut, right, these guys who are good traders, who are able to, let's say, a shtut is a six, they not up to a seventh, they charge you a seventh. So there we said there was mechila, right? That's how we explain, right? They're happy to pay that little bit more. Up until there, they're happy to pay. The question is mechila, according to Rabbanan, la'altar have a mechila. As they do the deal, it's mechila already. They overpaid for just less than a shtut. They walk out of the shop, it's a done deal. Or maybe not. Or also, b'chtei shalat tagel l'krom. They can still go and show it to people and see if they overpaid. And then even if it wasn't a shtut yet, they can come back to you and say you overcharged. Now, they haven't got a right to cancel the deal. That only kicks in when it comes to a shtut. They got the option to either get their money back or cancel the deal. But maybe if it's been lethal to before they moichel you, then go show to somebody that one, then come back and say, you overcharged me, pay me even back my less than the shtut that you overcharged me. And then you can say, no, I don't want it. I don't know what to leave if you don't agree. Right? Look at Rashi. Alta havia mechila, afilu yachzol alta. Even they come back to you straight away, it's too late. They will moichel you or not. Now the Gemara says, v'imtim siloma b'chtei shiari tago lekrovo. If you're going to say no, they've actually got the two questions here. The first question is it mechila or not mechila? Now the girl says, wait a second, but if you say that it is mechila la'altar, sorry, if you say that it's mechila, they've got to first, they can first go show it to a trader. So then, my ikka bein shtut lepachot mishtut, then what's the difference between if they sold, if you overcharge them a shtut or less than a shtut? Because at a shtut, we know they can go and show it to a trader and come back and change. If they've got the same amount of time, when it's less than a shtut, then what's the difference? Agreed? Exactly the same thing, right? So the Mishnah, they say quickly there is a difference. Ika, what's the difference? Ilushtut, yadol elyona. When it's a shtut, so he's got the upper hand, he can decide. Ratzah chozer, ratzah koneh. He can decide now whether to give you back the goods or keep the goods, or machshana, just give him back the money. Vilu pachot mishtut, if it's less than a shtut, kana. It's a done deal. Ever you got a machzir or not. Where there's no undoing the deal. So if the guy said, I don't want to buy from you and you've ruined my appetite, and I've got, no, I don't want to use this anymore. I was stalked by you and I can't think of it. I don't want to have this in my house anymore. That's not my problem. If it turns out that I overcharged you, because all the other 30,000 pairs of shoes are being sold at this price, so then we'll have to work out what is the reasonable amount that I overcharged you at, because you might say it was 10% and I said, no, it's only 5%. We'll haggle a bit. I'll give you the money. You go home. Right, that's the difference. So now the question is, my, do they have as the same amount of time to go and show to somebody or not? That's the question the Gemara is asking. Because we already asked that if you do say the same amount of time, we know what the difference is. Okay, are you with me? Right, so the Gemara says, you know what? Toshma, we quote our Mishnah. Chazula divrei chachamim. Let's try and look now at the Tagrei Lod, who in the end were happy to rather stick with Chachamim and stay within a shtut and not go all the way to a third, to limit the time from showing it to a trader to what Rabbi Tarfon wanted to give them the whole day to change their minds. Okay? Now let's see how we're going to do that. Chazu Dibrech HaRashi, Chazu Dibrech Chachamim, Gabet Tagrei Lod in our Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara, they start explaining what was going on. Savrua. Initially, Rashi says, Rabbanan de Bei Midrasha, de Ba'u Lemifshat Mina Ba'ai. This question, Chachamim de Bei Midrasha wanted to try and answer this question. They initially thought what? Pachot Mishlish Le Rabbi Tarfon. When Rabbi Tarfon said that a shlish is a shtut, so it was just less than a shlish is like Rabbi Pachot Mishlish Rabbi Rabbanan Dami, would be exactly the same as just less than a shtut of Rabbi Tarfon, of Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said just less than a shtut. You can't undo the deal, but you can get your money back. So they thought, the Tagrei of Lod, that Rabbi Tarfon said the same thing, that just under a third, you also can't get your money back, but you can't undo the deal, but you can get your money back. Right? So now, let's try and see from that, what was going on here, because I amart bishloma pachot mishtut rabbanan bichtei shal Tagrei lekrovo. Because now we're going to say, when Rabbi Tarfon passed into the guys in Lod, that guys, exactly what Rabbanan said, a shtut, I'm telling you with regards to a shlish. Okay? But if it's beneath that, they can't force you to undo the sale, but they can ask you to give the money back. And what do we say in Lod? Rabbi Tarfon said it at first. What happened in Lod? Samchu Tagrei Lod, right? The guys were happy. So let's see now, why were they so happy? So if you tell me now that when it's less than a shtut, even Rabbanan would agree that they've got enough time to go and show it to a trader or to their relative. And then Rabbi Tarfon said, "Kol ayom, no guys, even if it's less than a third, they've still got the whole day to go and show the people." Now we understand why they changed their minds. They weren't so happy anymore. Because initially they were happy. They thought what? Just like less than a sixth is less than a third, and they're limited in how much time they've got to go and discover whether I overcharged them or not. And I've got a whole third to play with, and they've got half an hour to do this in. Chance in half an hour, there's a good chance that they're not going to find out. If they come back to me, I'll say, no, it's too late, you can't, I need to give back the money. And I never have to cancel the deal, because the understanding was that up to just under a third is the same as just up to under a sixth, which means you haven't got the right to cancel the deal. It's only getting your money back or not. Fine? Everybody with me? Ela'i amart. So that would help us understand if we say that they've got time to show a relative, and Rabbi Tarfon adjusted it to say they've got the whole day. In other words, the amount of time that you've got to change your mind is the same amount of time, whether it is for a cancellation or even just to get your refund. Eli amart pachot mishtut l'rabanan l'altar havia mechila. Because remember, our question was, when you buy it for less than a shtut, as you buy it and you walk out of the shop, you've got no recourse. Or have you still got those that half an hour to go and find somebody? So if you had an hour to find somebody, so now we understand, and Rabbi Tarfon was a parallel to that. So we understand why the Tigray Lord changed their minds and they went back to Rabbanan when he said you got the whole day. But if Rabbanan said that for less than a shtut, it's immediate mechila, havya mechila, when Rabbi Tarfon nami la'alta mechila, and then Rabbi Tarfon will be the same parallel. So Rabbi Tarfon will say, as long as you're under a third, you haven't got to a third yet, there's no ona'ah. So as they buy it, they walk out of the shop, done deal, they have to refund the money. So then, amai chazu, why did the Tigray Lord want to change their mind? You've got to be stupid. Because then stay in the realm of Rabbi Tarfon, he gives you a whole spiel of up to just under a third to charge these guys more than what it's worth, and there's no recourse. So why would they in their minds want to change their words? Right? Because look at the Gemara says, but Rabbi Tarfon nichelehu tfei. It's much more convenient for the Rabbi Tarfon. The Maide Rabbanan kemashvu lehu ona'a. Rabbi Tarfon havia mechila. Because according to Rabbanan, when they go over a six, right, it's already a fully cancelable deal. We're going to Rabbi Tarfon, they're still above a six, but beneath a third, and it's Mechila. So why in their minds do they want to go back to Rabbi Tarfon, Everybody clear with that? So therefore, right, so it seems from here we should say that it must be that it was Kedesha Yare and not immediate Mechila, correct? Because if it was immediate Mechila, then there's no reason why they would ever have wanted to go back to being like Rabbanan, who would stay with Rabbi Tarfon. Everybody got that? Yes, everybody? I'm not carrying on. Everybody nods their head yes, because right? Clear, okay, right. So now the Gemara says now like this. Well, see, that doesn't make sense. That makes sense, but it's not correct. Why does it make sense? Because it was based on what understanding, based on the understanding that Rabbi Tarfon said, God, you got a free reign all the way up to just under a third, do what you want. And Rabbanan only allow you to do what you want up to just beneath a shtut. So it says, Mi savad pachot mishlish Rabbi Tarfon, is this, who's, do you really think that just less than a shlish of Rabbi Tarfon, less than Rabbi Tarfon, is like just less of a pachot of a shtut Rabbanan dami? You think that's what Rabbi Tarfon, you think Rabbi Tarfon is an idiot? Is he going to let these guys go wild and create havoc? No, no. So Rabbi Tarfon said like this, Mishtut va'ad shlish le Rabbi Tarfon, kishtut atzma le Rabbanan dami. Rabbi Tarfon said, all Rabbi Tarfon was saying to them was, that from a shtut of Rabbanan up to beneath a third, is like a shtut of Rabbanan. Now, what's a shtut of Rabbanan? Remember, a shtut of Rabbanan means that you can demand either your money back or to cancel the deal. Just beneath a shtut, you can only demand to get your money back. At a shtut, you can either give my money back or cancel the deal. Rabbi Tarfon said, if it's a according to Rabbanan, if it's above shtut, you can just the deal is automatically cancelled. Just walk back to the guy and you throw a thing, you give him back. So you've got beneath a shtut, you can never get your money back. At a shtut, you can choose. Above a shtut, it's automatically cancelled. Obviously, if you want to cancel it, right? So the truth be told, it's not really so different because if you don't want to cancel it, you'll just get your money back. But you don't have to negotiate nothing, you just throw it back to him. When it's at a shtut, the guy can offer to pay you back the money and then you can't cancel. Above a shtut, even if he offers you to pay you back the money, you can cancel. Okay, that's probably the best way of making defining the three differences. So beneath a shtut, the most you can do get your money back. At a shtut, if he's happy to give you back the money, then you don't cancel. Above a shtut, you can just cancel. So that's what he says. No, Rabbi Tarfon did was what extend that second scenario where if he's happy to pay you back the money, you can't cancel. Up to beneath a third. But there's no, it's not free for all above a shtut, Rabbi Tarfon. Right? That's why the Tagra of Lod changed their minds. Even though you're right, because suddenly, up until now, it was just in the realm of an hour. Rabbi Tafran gave them the whole day. Said, you know what? Forget it. Now look what Rashi says over here. Mishtut vashlish Rabbi Tafran. Havi on akishtut atzman rabbanan. Ve'eno cholek al chachamim ele debitu mekach didehu mashvidehu ona'ah. So he says all that, like explained, basically all Rabbi Tafon just did was extend, not called a bitul, it's ona'ah. And now basically Yadol Yonah, and he can now say, if you don't pay me back, I'm gonna cancel. But if you pay me back, I'm not gonna cancel. Right? That's what he says. He's gonna say, well, Ihachi, so b'may samchumi kara. If that's the case, that all Rabbi Telegrash Rabbi Tafon abitul mekach lechure palik, if it's only about whether you can cancel or you can't cancel. Then what were they so excited about in the beginning? What was the big deal? Why were they? We said in the Mishnah Samchu Tagrei Lod. So it says the Gemara says Tifshut. Right, we can prove from the fact that they were happy. The Bitul Mekach LeRabbanan LeOlam Choser. That if it's a Bitul Mekach, if it's over a Shtut, right? Even contra Rabbanan. Look at Rashi. The Rabbanan Demi Bailan Le. We're going to see later on in the question in a few moments. The next question coming up is going to be another question. Rabbanan, Rashi is already tying up and saying the next question that's coming up, just remember. So we see that we can already see the Bitul Mekach Rabbanan Olam Chozer. So Rabbanan will tell when it's over a shtut, there's no time. If you discover it was over a shtut, in 3 weeks' time, you can still come back and cancel. Right? The Kaivan the Amal Rabbi Tarfon Havya Ona'a Samchu. That's why they were happy. Right? Because the fact that a shtut, above a shtut, is immediate cancellation forever. They were happy because Rabbi Tarfon said now that immediate cancellation above a shtut has now gone up 100% from a sixth to a third. So now they haven't got forever to come and cancel. Aval ki amar lehu kol hayom chazru. But when he said to them, the whole day they got a chance to change, to come back. So why do they change their minds now? Says the Bitul Mekach Rabbanan why were they in the first place? Why were they happy if they said that Bichdei Sheyare that the Bitul Mekach Rabbanan, if it's a shtut or not a shtut? That if they, right, is why were they happy? Samchu b'shtut atzma. So he says, what were they happy about? Samchu b'shtut atzma. Rabbi Tarfon mechilo rabbanan ona'a. So he says that's what was. So bottom line, the Gemara turns out that they had time to show that the answer to our question is you've got time to show it to your relative. Why were they happy? Because we said if that was the case, then why did they change their minds? So why would they change their minds? He says the sakadatach. They thought the bitul mekach rabbanan b'chdei sheyare. So b'may samchu b'shtut atma, with the shtut itself, because Rabbi Tarfon mechil Rabbanan ona'a, because at six, right, they thought at least that they would be able to only be ona'a, and ona'a would mean Rabbi Tarfon would only be ona'a at a six. What do we say? We said that a six for Rabbi Tarfon was like same as Rabbanan. But it wouldn't be immediate cancellation. They'd only be able to have the rights to cancel or get their money back. Where, according to Rabbi Tarfon, all the way up to a third, they're in that realm. Where Rabbanan, they're already at that realm. And over, you know, it's over a six, it would be automatically bitul. If Rabbi Tarfon, it would just be a case of if they wanted their money back, get their money back, it is an automatic bitul. Remember? That's why they were samchu. So that we answer, basically we answer the first question, is that it seems like you've got the time to show people as well. Now the second question. So now we ask the question from the other side. So the first question was that not the bitul mekach, but getting your money back, do you also have the whole time to show it? Now he's saying, we know that above a shtut, you can automatically cancel. Now do you have also to automatically cancel above a shtut, is it still limited? You got it only in that time that you can show to somebody and come back, or forever? Now Rashi already alluded that we can solve from the previous question that it's forever. Remember, everybody with me still? Okay. So let's just, like what said, intim shalom abichtei shara tagar lekrovo. Now we're going to use the same thing again of the tagar boat. If you're going to, now the second question. So the first question was, like I saw in the previous question, there were two questions within one. We answered the first one, then we answered the second one, and we went back to the first one. So the first question over here is bitul mekach, your right to cancel, right? Is that only in the time that you can go show to somebody and then come back and cancel, or do you have forever? And the Gemara says, intim shalom abichtei shara tagar lekrovo. If you're going to tell me that you're limited in that time, so then again, my ikka bain shtutli yetrashut. Then what's the difference between if it's only a shtut or more than a shtut? Because we understood that if it's more than a shtut, you can obviously cancel whenever. And it's only if it's at a shtut that you're limited in your time that you've got to go and show to somebody and come back or not. If you want to answer the second question first, I said, now ikka ilu, there is a difference. Ilu shtut, mish nitana chozer. When it's at a shtut itself, right, only the person who suffered has the right to change. So let's say you oversold, then the buyer has the right to the shtut. I want my money back. If you don't give me my money back, I want you to undo the deal. If it's more than, if right, if it's velu yoter al shtut, if it's more than a shtut, shneim chozrin. In other words, if the seller says that I sold it to you for more than a shtut, I want to give you, I can undo the deal. And the buyer says I bought it for more than a shtut, he can also undo the deal. If the buyer says I bought it for less than a shtut, the seller can also undo the deal. Okay? In other words, in both directions, if it's more than a shtut, each side can automatically convert when it's in other words, if you bought it for more than a shtut, so you can automatically cancel it, and so can the seller. In other words, when it's more than a shtut, the deal itself is automatically annulled unless the parties want to keep the deal alive. So both sides can walk away from it. If it's more than a shtut. Everybody with me? Where if it's at a shtut itself, it's only the guy who, the affected party. So if the buyer overpaid, he can decide to undo it. The seller can never. Because what happens is, he might have sold it for more than a shtut. Okay? But the price has now gone up. So when he sold it for more than a shtut. But now suddenly it's worth much more than a shtut. So if the seller can say, you know what, I sold it for more than a shtut, I want to cancel the deal. No. Only the buyer can have the rights to cancel the deal. But when it's at a shtut. But when it's more than a shtut, automatically both of them, the deal is cancelled. Okay. So now we go back and ask our first question. When it is, right, our second question over here now is, I lost my place. Bitul mekach rabbanan, is it always or only within that time limited or not? So it says Toshma Chazudere Chachamim. Let's look again at the Tagre de Lod, the merchants of Lod, that they changed their mind and went back to Chachamim. So now why did they go back? Yeah, my Pishloma Bitul mekach rabbanan bichtei sheyari letagre lekrovo. Rabbi Tavon kol hayom b'shemachi chazu. If you're going to tell me that initially, that really to have the opportunity to cancel the deal if it was at a shtut is limited to only within a period of time. And then Rabbi Tarfon said to the guys of Lord, I'm upping the amount you can overcharge, but I'm limiting the time. Now we understand why they went back to Rabbanan. They don't want the guy to have all the time. So that tells us that how long have you got to able to cancel a deal? Limited to the time that it takes you to go and show to somebody, not the whole day. That would be the simple answer. It was Eliyah Amad Bitul Mekach Rabbanan Olam Choser. If you're going to tell me that Rabbanan always said you can change your mind, so Amar Chazru b'divrei Rabbi Tarfon, Nichel Rabbi Tarfon Tvei, Dem Kamash v'Dei Ona'a Kol Hayom v'Tulo. It seems that then, if Rabbanan gave them the whole day, gave them forever, Rabbi Tarfon said they've got to the end of the day. So Rabbi Tarfon seems to be in favor of the merchants, because it's not that he expanded it to the end of the day, he limited it to the end of the day. With me? Well, Rabbanan, they would only have to, they'd have a limited time to go and show it off. Rabbi Tarfon says, you've got the whole day, and that's, Rabbanan would say forever, so Rabbi Tarfon says, only till the end of the day. Bitul Mekach, so the Gemara said, no, let's not get carried away. Firstly, why did they go and change, go back to Rabbanan? Because Bitul Mekach, lo shachiach. This whole idea of Bitul Mekach doesn't really happen. Why does it happen with someone? It doesn't happen because people don't overcharge so much. Merchants don't exploit their clients to such extent that it's going to be more than a shtut. So there's no sort of bitul mekach. Doesn't happen. It's not a common thing. So therefore, that even if you tell me that Rabbanan said forever and Rabbi Tarfon said only till the end of the day, it doesn't happen. But what does happen? Coming back and complaining that you overcharged me. And that Rabbanan definitely says is limited to the first 3 hours, whatever long it takes you. And we tried to give them the whole day. And that was where they were going to start. And it's Amar Rabbi Amar Rava. Hilchita, what's the aloha of the mask? We'll stop over here. Pachot mi shtut, nikne mecha. If it's less than a shtut, it's a done deal. Your teral shtut, bitul mecha. If it's more than a shtut, it's an avoidable sale. Shtut, actual itself, kana u'machzirna. You buy it, and the guy's going to pay you back. And all of this is limited in the amount of time that you have to go and show it to somebody else. You haven't got the whole day, you haven't got forever, nothing on that story. Okay, look at Tanya Kavtad Rava. Where is the brighter here which supports Rava? If it's less than a shtut, it's a done deal. In other words, it's yumochel. Yeter al shtut, batel mekach. It's voidable sale. Shtut, kana u'machzir ona'a. If it's a shtut itself, right? Kana umach, it's a done deal, but you got to pay you back what you overcharge. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yura Nasi Omer, Yad Mochel Lona. Rabbi Yura says no. The seller always has the upper hand. Rotze Omer Otani Mikri Otani Mashe Anitani. Right. So he says Yad Mochel Lona. Vze vze b'tei shiara taga olakrova. We pass like Rabbi Natan over here, and that's basically the halacha. Okay, so we ended off over here.